That was an angry God. That's not to say that God don't get angry today. You know God gets angry today? But we have an advocate named Jesus Christ. And see, Jesus, when he died, that was the ultimate sacrifice, the blood sacrifice. When he died, he dispensated grace and mercy. So therefore, all of the things they had to do, we don't have to do them any longer. And that's why he is our escape route today. The only escape route that we have. Amen? When Jesus died on that cross, when he shed his blood, amen? All things, old things passed away. Amen? The scripture says about the Old Testament, Paul says that when God gave judgment, he said that these things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. There is a warning and there are consequences to those who ignore God. Amen? There are things happening all around each and every one of us every day. It's not happening to you, but you see the consequences of people that are ignoring God. Amen? And some of us, we know God and we have a relationship with God, but we think that just because we have a relationship that we need to stand still because we got it. The scripture says, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. It says, be careful that you don't fall. Because the scripture says, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. That thinketh, you see another version says, that thinketh he standeth. A man is, a person is, a woman is what you think. So if you think that these things cannot happen to you and you're standing strong, be careful that you don't fall. Amen? I don't know about you, if you've ever been in a crowd and somebody falls while the crowd is going, people step right over you. You know, there's nothing the enemy would rather do for you as Christians than to have people step over you when you fall. Every time something happens to you that looks like it's a fall, that looks like the enemy is winning, those people will step over you. They will talk about you. They will do all manner of things to you. So we cannot allow ourselves to get too high above the things that are here. Amen? We talked about this a little bit in Bible study. We talked about setting out things. The scripture says, set your things on your eyes on things that are above. So you set your eyes on things that are above, but you're not watching what's going on around you here. You have to watch out what's going on around you here. You walk around all the time, just head up. Somebody's going to knock you on your head. Or somebody's going to trip you. You got to watch what's going on right here, right now. Scripture says, be vigilant, be watchful. We have an awesome responsibility to look here and here. Because when you look here, you see all of the things that's going around with your family, all of the things that really have to be done. Amen? When he said, take the fall, what the Bible and Paul is talking about is falling into sin. You see, some people think that they're so high that they can't fall into sin. We all sin and sin again. We fall into sin. That's why we have to humble ourselves every day. That's why we got to get on our knees every morning, every night, at noontime, because we do not know what we do, what we say, the impression that we give to somebody else. Amen? Any form of iniquity, We shouldn't have so much confidence in our own security that we're safe. Amen? So we all, every now and then, have to be admonished. But Scripture also says to me that no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. So when you say to me, well, I couldn't do this, yes, you can. Because what you can't do is everybody's got to go through that. Some people might look at pornography and they say, I can't stop. Yes, you can. Because the same way that you look at it, other people have the opportunity to look at it, but they choose not to. Now you say, but even if it's in your spirit, you can do it. Because with Christ, you can overcome each and everything that the enemy has placed inside of you. You see, because my sin is going to be different than your sin. Everybody in here has got a different sin. Because everybody in here had a different priority before you walked into this door. Amen? Everybody's got a different priority. Everybody's got something that's more important to them than the other person. So when you say that you can't, and I say that you can, I can't do for you. But there is a man that can help you overcome what you say that you can't do. Because he is the one that overcame the flesh. We war not against the flesh, but we war against spiritual wickedness in high places. Your flesh is being attacked by a spirit. Amen? When we realize that it's not the physical thing that we see, it is the spiritual thing that we feel. That makes you do the things that you do, that you don't want to do. Amen? But God is not a God of temptation. It says, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. That says that God is not the tempter. The devil is the tempter. So when you try to do right and you're tempted to do wrong, it is the devil, it is the enemy, it is the tempter. He can't do anything that God will not allow to happen. It is the tempter tempting you with something because he knows your spirit just about as much as you know your spirit. Amen? But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. That is scripture. So now let me read the whole scripture to you. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So, let me explain that to you so you'll know. He says he will give you a way out so that you can endure it. That says to me that that temptation doesn't go away. That says that maybe that desire doesn't go away. But you can endure it because he can help you to overcome it. Do you understand that? That's why we have to be in the Word. That's why we got to be prayed up, because it's still resident evil inside of you. And the only way to overcome it, prayer, fasting, reading the Word, asking him for help, because he can help you overcome. When he says, no temptation has taken you, when he says taken you, that means seized you. That means held you bondage, put his arms around you. We are human. And because we are human, we are mankind. Each and every one of us has a temptation. Each and every one of us goes through something. That's why I was touched by that song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine, because I knew that I was going to talk about God being faithful. I knew I was going to talk about Jesus being faithful, and he's faithful to each and every one of us this morning. You know what? He can be your God. He can be your Jesus Christ. He could be to you whatever you need him to be. You can be selfish with him, with your relationship with him. The songs didn't say Jesus is ours. It said Jesus is mine. Whatever you're going through, say, Jesus, help me with my situation. Jesus, help me with my temptation. Jesus, help me with my demons. Jesus, help me with my circumstances. Jesus, build a fence all around me each and every day. I know he will. I know he can. You know you need him around you each and every day. Every day. I don't know what happened to you yesterday. I could tell you what happened to me. And my wife is a witness. Amen? So we go to the store. We park in the parking lot. Parking lot's got a lot of room. This woman drives up right next to me, crooked, this close to my door. I sat there. I looked. I looked at my wife. She looked at me. I looked. The woman wouldn't look at us. She knew she was too close to me. I sat there for about 2 minutes. She still wouldn't look, and she sat in her car. I took my car, I put it in reverse, I moved back to another spot. She got out of the car, and she started walking to the store. The old Philip came, I have to admit. Amen. So I walked over by her car, and my wife was walking to the store, and I turned around and I just went in. And I said, you know, she knew what she was doing. My wife knew that she knew what she was doing. But it was the enemy. You see, the old Philip, I wouldn't have scratched the car with a key. I wouldn't do that. I'd break that little side mirror with my keys. But I walked inside the store. And my wife said, you know, that's the enemy. I said, yeah, I know it was. It took me a second. I had to put my eyes on things that were above, yeah, and not below, because the enemy wanted me to go below. But I had to put my eyes on things that were above. And God, in his own way, blessed me. He blessed me. I got 2 pairs of shoes for $40. Hey, don't, not these. Don't look at these. It's not these. They can start looking at these. It's not these. But the fact of the matter is, obedience is better than sacrifice. Because if somebody saw me and the cops came, I would have to pay that money. I would have got a ticket. I would have went to the precinct or something. Not only that, you don't know who's around you when you're getting ready to do something. Because not that far away, we were at a store. We saw somebody that was just at the convention with us in Hartford. So you don't know who's around you. So you got to be on your P's and Q's, because whenever the enemy attacks you, there's people strategically placed around watching what you're doing. So when you slip and you want to curse somebody out, you better be careful and take a minute and just look up and set your eyes on things that are above. You see, when Jesus gives you an escape route, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy. He gave me an escape route yesterday to go into the store. I'm telling you right now, it wasn't easy, but I did it. Amen? You see, when we live this new life in Christ, everything is not going to be easy. I'm saying this to people who get a relationship with Christ and think it's a clean road. It's not going to be clean. It's not going to be easy. But you have to keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. This is not your home. This is not where you're going to end up. I don't care if you live to be 189 years old. This is not your home. You won't stay here. You won't be here for long. This Bible tells us we're made of dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You're not going to live forever. Don't idolize this place. Don't make it your home. And when you're in the flesh, when you're in the street, and you got these things that you idolizing, don't you think that the enemy's putting somebody there to take it from you? I can't idolize a car because that car could be gone. I can't idolize a house. That house could be gone. I can't even idolize my marriage. It could be gone. That don't mean you could walk out on me. But things can happen. No, seriously, things can happen. I'm not talking about, you know, between us, but what if I died? What if something happened to her? Then I've lost everything. But when you got Jesus and God first, and everything that he's blessed you with after that, you can overcome. That's what I'm talking about, being overcomers, be having the escape route, which is Jesus Christ. It's not going to be easy. But any temptation that the enemy gives you, God has made a promise that he shall lead you through it and that he will be with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. There's no temptation bigger than the strength of God. God will hold us up while we seek the highest and the best. Amen? I'm going to get ready to close because I want to close with this, because I want you to leave with this. The worst situation that you ever go through or that you're going through is the best preparation that God is giving you for you to be the person that he wants you to be. So if you feel like you're going through hell right now, you're not. You're going through a trial test for where God wants to take you. Because when he takes you, it's going to be greater. Amen? It's going to be bigger. It's going to be more than you can ever think and you can ever imagine. Sometimes we limit God. And I say this. We look up, and when we look up and we think that we're going real high, we're actually looking at the bottom. You're looking up at the bottom. But when God takes you higher and God is taking you up, you could be so far up that you can recognize all those things that you was looking up to before. But you got to let God take you up. Whatever you're going through today, you have to know that he is the way to get out of it. He is your escape route. Let us stand.